From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Citrus greening continues to impact citrus production areas of Florida, and the 2022 Florida Citrus Growers Institute is an opportunity for Florida citrus growers to come together to learn about its effective management and other challenging diseases affecting the industry. According to MorningAgClips.com, this year's institute will be held Tuesday, April 5th at South Florida State College. The institute returns to an in-person format after being offered online the past 2 years. A group of senators sent a letter to the president asking for approval of year-round E15 sales to restore American energy independence. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score applauded the letter, saying the message from both sides of the aisle is clear. We need more homegrown low-carbon solutions to shield American drivers from the continued oil market volatility. She says biofuels are a ready solution to help provide consumers with low prices at the pump. Senator Roger Marshall and Representative Tracy Mann introduced the Emergency Relief from Duties Act. The bill would create emergency waivers for duties levied on fertilizers by the International Trade Commission. National Corn Growers Association President Chris Edgington says fertilizers have become increasingly hard to secure and pay for because of tariffs or the threat of tariffs. And passage of this legislation would come as welcome relief to farmers across the country.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.